Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Thank you for being with us on this Monday. There is a man with the nickname the Candy Bomber, whose story I want to share with you today. This man, whose real name is Colonel Gail S. Halverson, is now 92 years old and is a retired career officer. But back in 1948 and 1949, he served in the United States Air Force as a command pilot. This was back in the time after World War II, known as the Berlin Airlift. After Soviets had surrounded the city of Berlin, the West Allied forces dropped essentials from planes for the people of Berlin that had their supplies cut off. These bombers flew over the city about every 3 minutes. To help the children distinguish which plane was his, Halverson said he would wiggle his wings, thus the children nickname him Uncle Wiggly Wings. Isn't that a cute nickname? I thought that was darling. But the best part about the story is that he would drop small parachutes of chocolate made from handkerchiefs for the children in Berlin. You think about how scary war is to everyone, really, but especially to a child. Can you imagine what this act of kindness would have meant to them? To see this man start wiggling his wings in the plane and then dropping little parachutes of chocolate over their city? I bet that meant the world to those children. This act of kindness gained lots of attention from the local media, which later spread internationally. It has been acclaimed to be one of the most influential acts in the healing of German-American relations. So now, fast forward to the year 2013, and Colonel Halverson is now, like I said, 92 years old, and he made a trip back to Berlin for the opening of a school that's going to be named after him, as well as an exhibit to celebrate 65 years since the Berlin Airlift. Of the events that occurred, Halverson declared, and he says it in German, but I'm just going to say the English translation, "I am so happy to come back to my second home. I'm 92 years old, and at my age, I'm grateful to be anywhere." Isn't that a sweet story? What a great man, and what a great tribute to the legacy that he left, both for the city and also for the people in that city. I pulled that story off of MormonNewsroom.org in an article from June 24th, 2013, entitled "The Candy Bomber Continues to Bring Hope in Another Visit to Berlin." There's a question I'd like you to consider today, and that is, have you ever been injured by someone? And I don't mean necessarily physically injured, but I mean the kind of injury when someone hurts your feelings. And maybe they did it on purpose, but maybe they had no idea they did it. But nevertheless, it hurts your feelings, and you are trying to get over it. You're trying to move on. You're trying to forgive that person. But it's not an easy thing to do because it really hurts, and sometimes it hurts down deep. I have a story that I found from President Gordon B. Hinckley, who was the 15th president of the church, and it's from General Conference, October 2005, and it's entitled Forgiveness. It's one of those stories that once you hear it, you literally never forget it. And here it is in his own words.
"A time back, I clipped a column from the Deseret Morning News written by Jay Evenson. With his permission, I quote from a part of it. Wrote he, how would you feel toward a teenager who decided to toss a 20-pound frozen turkey from a speeding car headlong into the windshield of the car you were driving? How would you feel after enduring 6 hours of surgery using metal plates and other hardware to piece your face together? And after learning you still face years of therapy before returning to normal, and that you ought to feel lucky you didn't die or suffer permanent brain damage? And how would you feel after learning that your assailant and his buddies had the turkey in the first place because they had stolen a credit card and gone on a selfish shopping spree just for kicks? This is the kind of hideous crime that propels politicians to offices on promises of getting tough on crime. It's the kind of thing that prompts legislators to climb all over each other in a struggle to be the first to introduce a bill that would add enhanced penalties for the use of frozen fowl in the commission of a crime. The New York Times quoted the district attorney as saying, "This is the sort of crime for which fixed victims feel no punishment is harsh enough. Death doesn't even satisfy them," he said. Which is what makes what really happened so unusual. The victim, Vittorio Ruvolo, a 44-year-old former manager of a collections agency, was more interested in salvaging the life of her 19-year-old assailant, Ryan Cushing, than exacting any sort of revenge. She pestered prosecutors for information about him, his life, how he was raised, and so forth. Then she insisted on offering him a plea deal. Cushing could serve 6 months in the county jail and be on probation for 5 years if he pleaded guilty to second-degree assault. Had he been convicted of first-degree assault, the charge most fitting for the crime, he could have served 25 years in prison, finally thrown back into society as a middle-aged man with no skills or prospects. But this is only half the story. The rest of it, what happened the day this all played out in court, is the truly remarkable part. According to an account in the New York Post, Cushing carefully and tentatively made his way to where Ruvolo sat in the courtroom and tearfully whispered an apology. "I'm so sorry for what I did to you." Ruvolo then stood, and the victim and her assailant embraced, weeping. She stroked his head and patted his back as he sobbed. And witnesses, including a Times reporter, heard her say, "It's okay. I just want you to make your life the best it can be." According to accounts, hardened prosecutors and even reporters were choking back tears. What a great story that is. Greater because it actually happened, and that it happened in tough old New York. Who can feel anything but admiration for this woman who forgave the young man who might have taken her life? I know this is a delicate and sensitive thing of which I'm speaking. There are hardened criminals who may have to be locked up. There are unspeakable crimes, such as deliberate murder and rape, that justify harsh penalties. But there are some who could be saved from the long, stultifying years in prison because of an unthoughtful, foolish act. Somehow forgiveness, with love and tolerance, accomplishes miracles that can happen in no other way.
Isn't that a great story about forgiveness? He says that this woman who had been injured was more interested in salvaging the life of her 19-year-old assailant than in exacting any sort of revenge. Do we do that? Do we care more about the person who has hurt us than we do about getting our own way or about our own injured feelings? That's an incredibly noble attitude to have. You can't help but wonder if you were in a similar situation, if you could have done that. What's interesting is the difference in the penalties. So the plea deal, he serves 6 months in the county jail and then is on probation for 5 years if he pleads guilty to second-degree assault, versus being convicted of first-degree assault and 25 years in prison, finally thrown back into society, like he said, as a middle-aged man with no skills or prospects. That man would have had little hope for survival in society had she have inflicted the greater penalty. Her forgiveness was a noble and generous act, and it's a great example of how to act when someone truly hurts us and how to forgive them. That's the message that I want to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with me, maybe you've had an experience where someone has forgiven you, or maybe you've forgiven someone else, feel free to send me an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day that I want to leave you with today is called Arise and Shine, and it's featuring David Osmond. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
We have been given this very moment to open our hearts and to listen closer. There is a hope that's burning within us. When we let it spark, it illuminates all. Shine bright into a world that's waiting. Chosen for this generation, and we are here with faith to discover. We're finding our voices and making the choices as we live our truth. We help each other shine. Let His love